Attacks on Judeo-Christianity are attacks on Western civilization. That's the name of a recent article by syndicated columnist Laura Hollis, who teaches at Notre Dame Business School, but her opinions are her own. She writes, quote, among the most persistent and insidious attacks are those against the Judeo-Christian heritage that is inseparable from the advances of the West, including its art, architecture, commerce, music, and education, as well as political, economic, and social philosophies. End quote. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we have Laura Hollis on the line. Laura, thank you so much for joining us again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry. My pleasure.
And just real fast, this is being recorded on the 19th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2022. And I mentioned the date because this morning was the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II, and it was so beautiful. And when you saw, you know, the Westminster Abbey itself, and the beautiful pageantry with the beautiful prayers and the music and so forth, that's an example of this Western civilization, the flowering of it because of the Judeo-Christian heritage, isn't it?
I quite agree, and in fact, I was thinking the same thing. I have to get up very early in the morning to take my daughter to swim practice, and so I turned on the funeral and saw the procession to Westminster Abbey, and I was thinking as I watched it, this is exactly what I was talking about, the architecture, the music. So there are the things that are visible, the statues, but there are also the things that are less visible, less tangible, but equally important, and that's the concepts that we're the inheritors of, the notion of liberty and the pursuit of happiness and the right to life, and these things that evolved over centuries, millennia, really, that have their origin in Judeo-Christianity, in you know the Jewish tradition, and then the Christian inheritors of that tradition.
Uh-huh. Now, why is it under attack so much today?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question. I think, to be perfectly blunt about it, I think that what you have is people who think they're God. And in no place is that perhaps more evidence than with some of the most recent debates about whether men can become women and women can become men. This isn't new, really. I mean, if you look back even to the abortion debate when it began before the passage of Roe v. Wade and after the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, we were hearing things then that weren't factually or scientifically true. You know, the human child in utero is not a person. It's just a clump of cells, etc. And so ultimately, an attack on God is always going to be an attack on science and an attack on truth, because God is the origin of both. And so it's, to my way of thinking, it's no coincidence that we live in a society where there is an attack on science and an attack on truth, and then they look to the origin of that, and they don't wish to have any limits imposed on them by anyone or anything, including God.
Well, here's a quote from your column. They disparage the thinkers and political figures whose lives and careers contributed much to the evolution of the West, calling them racists, bigots, and mere dead white males. Simultaneously, they ignore the bleak and brutal histories of other cultures and pretend that all cultures are equally capable of fostering human flourishing. That's a great point, especially, for example, when you think about the U.S. Constitution. Recently, we celebrated Constitution Day. Well, very few people did, but it did come on the calendar.
Right, precisely. And, you know, we'll see the same debate, I'm sure, play out with respect to Queen Elizabeth's legacy. This notion that there's nothing to celebrate in someone's life if they had any flaws is absurd. You know, so there are attacks on Thomas Jefferson because he held slaves, and attacks on George Washington, and attacks on Abraham Lincoln, et cetera. So some of the greatest figures in American history, or even in human history, because they participated in things that we now look back on justifiably and say, that was wrong. A lot of people don't realize that at the time there were strong arguments saying, this is wrong, we should not be, you know, including this in the, you know, the future of this new nation. So those debates were going on at the time. But if we are going to dismantle or destroy everything that commemorates anyone in the past because of their flaws, then we're going to be left with nothing but rubble and nothing to replace it.
Now, sometimes I've heard some people say they don't like the phrase Judeo-Christian heritage or whatever, because they don't, you know, for example, I guess maybe some liberal Jews don't like to be associated with that. But what you're talking about is the fact that Christianity is based on a biblical, you know, the Torah. It's based on the Old Testament foundation. And if you remove that, then you really don't understand historic Christianity.
Well, that's exactly right. And, I point out to people constantly who raise that issue, and there were lots of comments on my columns where they appeared online saying, you know, why are you always saying Judeo-Christianity and not just Christianity? I'll say, well, Christ was a Jew. His mother was an observant Jew. His followers, for the most part, were observant Jews. He spoke in the temple. You know, we're building on that, and we have to acknowledge that. And as you mentioned, you know, the Torah, the Abrahamic God, you know, it's not like these values, these principles just began with the birth of Christ. He came, he said, I came to enforce the law. And he's talking about, you know, Judaic law. A couple of weeks ago, I wrote about the Ten Commandments, and I referred to the Ten Commandments as principles that form the basis not just for, you know, a joyous afterlife, but a flourishing society in this life. And those are principles that go back to the Torah.
What about the idea, that, and you hinted at it earlier, of moral equivalency, kind of like all cultures are the same, multiculturalism taken to the nth degree?
Yeah, so a lot of it gets lost. You know, there's a difference between saying all human beings are created in the image and likeness of God, and therefore entitled to, you know, respect, each person is of inestimable value, etc. But that's not the same thing as saying that all cultures are, you know, as I put in the article, contribute equally to human flourishing. I mean, we've studied cultures in South America, for example, and elsewhere where human sacrifice was a big part of the culture. You know, so it's one thing to say, well, this is fascinating, let's study it, perhaps non-judgmentally, but it's another thing to say, well, you know, they're all the same, every culture is exactly the same. It's not, and that's, it's absurd to say otherwise.
Recently, I mean, we see the West almost imploding, you know, in our own lifetime. It's amazing. There was a film festival in Europe, and I bring this up because my wife said to me a couple weeks ago, she said, you know, I think we still haven't reached the very bottom of this country and this culture. And I said, well, what's the very bottom? And she said, it's celebrating drinking of human blood. And I said, well, Kiersey, there was a film festival in Europe just recently where and there was an 8.5-minute standing ovation for a film that was apparently, it was a gay film about cannibalism. And it apparently was celebrating cannibalism, from what I understand.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I read reviews of it. The movie is called Bones and All, and it's about two young, you know, cannibals who find each other, and it's being pitched as this sort of tender, you know, coming-of-age movie. This is warped, right? And one of the things I put in my column last week is that, you know, the warriors of against the West are finding their task made much easier by the significant numbers of Jews and Christians who believe that the tenets of their faith require them to go along with the systematic dismantling of Western society in the name of compassion, tolerance, cultural sensitivity, etc. Right? And this really is the problem. If you had more people who stood up and said, we won't tolerate this, we won't put up with this, and tolerance and compassion doesn't require us to do so. And so these words have been sort of co-opted and manipulated in ways where you're saying you want to tolerate your own destruction, the destruction of your society. That's an absurdity. No faith is going to require that. Ours certainly does not.
Isn't that interesting? You know, you were saying earlier you were bringing your daughter to swim practice at school, and I thought, well, I hope she's going to compete only against girls.
So far, that's the way it's been. Keeping my fingers crossed.
No, but comment on that. I mean, that's kind of part of the same thing where women are being allowed. I'm sorry, men who are saying that they identify as women, they're being allowed to compete against women, and then they get a lot of the scholarships and so forth in athletics, and everybody knows that's a crock. I mean, come on, a crock of beans.
I've commented quite frequently in recent months about the fact that when I was a child, I can remember reading fables and fairy tales and things of that nature, and I always understood the message. But the one I didn't understand, truthfully, was the emperor had no clothes. I could not fathom that a town filled with adults could watch a man parade down the street naked and pretend he had clothes on. And that's exactly what we're looking at right now. You have all these people applauding as if it's possible for, you know, a young man who that tells us that he identifies as a woman to be treated as one. We're going to treat him as one. And even some feminists are opposing this, saying, well, wait a second, you know, women have struggled for years under Title IX and other laws to acquire these kinds of rights, and now it's just being swept away by men who come in and say, oh, you apparently do a better job of being women than the biological women do. And they're being ostracized, right, because, you know, the narrative has shifted, the storyline has shifted, and now you're insufficiently, you know, progressive enough unless you're willing to say that a man becomes a woman simply by declaring himself to be one, and vice versa. And it's not fair. It's not fair, but more to the point, it's not true.
Huh.
It's not true. So, you know, we have to cling to the truth. That's what we should be pointing out.
Yeah. By the way, just recently I wrote about the whole transgender issue, and specifically, I don't know if you're familiar with this story, but it's amazing. In Alabama, the Eagle Forum, which was founded by Phyllis Schlafly, the Alabama chapter of that organization helped write legislation, common sense legislation, to protect little children from the transgender agenda and so forth. They're too young to make these important decisions and so forth. And the Department of Justice is going after them and is actually subpoenaing them, requiring, demanding all of their documents related to this, which is literally thousands of pages of documents. And it's just, it's astounding, you know, that they're doing it, this, that they're taking this kind of stand. But here's the thing. I quoted in that article, Ryan Anderson of the Heritage Foundation points out that Sweden is very amenable. They're very tolerant, to use your word a moment ago, of the whole transgender agenda. And they have found in their research over time that the people who go through these transitions, they're 20 times more likely to commit suicide than their comparable peers. And that's a long-term study. It's out of Sweden.
Right, right. And Sweden was one of the first countries where that surgery was possible. You know, their physicians were, you know, I'll say experimenting with it, but, you know, quite early on. And this, of course, we see in a lot of other contexts as well. So no one is saying that the issue of gender dysphoria doesn't exist, or that there could be people that are struggling with other emotional, mental, psychological problems, and for, you know, who are being told or who believe that this is the source of their issue, and if they just take these steps, you know, chemically or surgically, that they'll be better. So, but you know, if this is a matter of science and medical diagnosis and medical care, then we have to be permitted to have honest conversations about what's really the cause of it. Is this really a solution? What are some of the additional risks associated with that? And when you can't have those conversations, when scientific and medical conversations have been completely politicized, and anyone who raises questions is demonized, including, by the way, people who've been through this themselves, that should be a red flag that this isn't really a matter of science. This isn't really a matter of medicine or care or compassion. This is entirely political.
Okay, we have about 1 minute left. How does the West get back to moral sanity?
Well, I think the primary thing is we have to be committed to truth. We have to be committed to truth. For you know, those who see their faith grounded in the Judeo-Christian tradition, God is the source of truth. And so to the extent, and I tell my children this all the time, you look for truth, you will find God, if that's what you're looking for. And so I think to the extent that our universities, our research centers are saying, we are focusing on the quest for truth, and we're going to defend it, and we're going to uphold it, then we're going to be moving in the right direction. That, I think, is probably the single most important thing that we could all be doing right now in our respective positions, whatever those happen to be.
Okay, Laura Hollis, thanks so much for being with us. Is there a website you want to point us to for your columns?
I can be found on Thursdays at townhall.com and on Fridays at worldnetdaily.com, or I can be found all the time at creators.com.
Okay, Laura Hollis, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.